You're listening to the Paul Edwards Program on Faith Talk 1500.
To bring you breaking news out of Dearborn, where Pastor Terry Jones was just whisked away about 45 minutes ago by the Dearborn police. And on the other end of our phone line is Pastor Terry Jones. Pastor Jones, welcome. You're live on the air in Detroit with Paul Edwards.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
What happened?
Yeah, the whole situation turned very violent. Before we started the march, or actually before we even started the rally, I met with all of our supporters and made it very, very clear that no matter what happened, we would not retaliate. We were going to have a peaceful march along the sidewalk there down to the Arab Festival. But as soon as we started, I mean, we were literally, the police didn't want us to do it anyway, but I told them that we could not back down. We could not give in to the fear. But at the same time, we would be, of course, somewhat reasonable and wise, and we took off, and we were immediately surrounded by the protesters there. I guess the people from BAM, they began to hit on us, push on us. They began to shove us around. It turned very, very, very nasty. The police arrested I guess about a dozen people right away. And then the police came to me again. They came to me two or three times, actually, and said, we have no more cars. We can't arrest any more people. Can we please not proceed? And I felt at that time it was just unwise to continue. I felt as though we had made our point, expressed our views there at the City Hall steps, and that we should go ahead and quit before it got really, really violent. So then that's exactly what they did. They put us into a car they had ready there and took us back to our car.
So this was a decision you made. The police did not stop you from your rally there. The police, for your own protection, asked you to stop, and you ultimately consented to doing it.
Yes, they absolutely did not stop us. No, not at all. They came to me, of course, several times, and I did promise them that like I said, for one thing, we had to do the walk. We felt we could be intimidated and stopped, but at the same time, I said, if it does look like it's going to turn very, very nasty, then we will not push it. And that's exactly what happened. During the walk, they came to me another two or three times, and I said, okay, let's give it a little bit more time. And we did that, but it just started getting more and more violent, and more people were getting arrested. So I felt like, okay, we just can't push this any farther. So we took their advice.
When you say violent, describe for us violent. I mean, you talk about pushing and shoving. Were any of them carrying anything that could be perceived as weapons?
Not that I saw. No, they pushed, shoved, hit, and got directly right in our face, yelling, screaming. That type of violent. I mean, we were definitely physically attacked. In fact, at the end, the police called us to the side and said, okay, you all were assaulted. Do you want to press charges? And we said, no, we will not press charges.
Was anybody, Pastor Jones, in your group hurt or injured?
No, not that I know of. No.
Do you know of anybody down there that was hurt or injured?
No, I just know, like I said, that several of the, I guess around a dozen of the protesters were arrested. Right, they got pretty violent. They were thrown to the ground and handcuffed and arrested.
So, do you feel like you got the kind of support from the city of Dearborn that you needed, and maybe treated with a little more respect than you were the previous two times you were here?
You're talking about the police department,
correct?
Yeah. The police department was absolutely excellent. They were superb. They were very, very helpful, very polite. They informed us of what we could do, and then they informed us of what they would like for us to do. They were absolutely excellent. We have absolutely nothing negative to say about them or their performance or anything. That was superb.
Are you planning now to leave town, or are you planning on trying to go back at all to the Arab Festival? Of course, it continues through the weekend.
Right. No, we will be flying out tomorrow. That was the plan anyway. We felt that the rally at City Hall was very good and successful. We are happy with that. We were able to express our views and points that we had. We feel that any further pushing of the situation would be counterproductive. So, no, we do not have any plans of doing anything else right now.
The reception that you've received from BAM, this by all means necessary group, do you feel that that is representative of the attitude of Islam toward free speech in this country?
I would definitely hope not. In other words, Islam, or I would definitely hope that most of the Muslims here in America are for the First Amendment and for the Constitution. I do believe that there is definitely, and I think that was a demonstration, there is a definite radical element that we need to watch out for, we need to monitor, we need to stand up against, that clearly do not recognize the First Amendment. We were within our rights to do what we were trying to do, and they physically stopped us.
Given how you've been received the last, now this is your third time, I think, that you've been here, yes. Is this your last trip to Detroit?
Oh, definitely not. No. What we are going to do, we are going to, as I've told them earlier here, we are going to target around America all of the heavy Muslim-populated areas. Because, of course, radical Islam, which I hope most Muslims are not, of course, but radical Islam is a Islamic Quran Muslim problem. So definitely we will be coming back to here. We will be going to Chicago. Next week we are going to New York. We are definitely going to target areas where are areas that are highly populated by Muslims in order to express our concern, to express our welcome and our warning, and we expect definitely in certain areas to get support from the Muslim community.
Got about 30 seconds left. When you use the word target, it raises the eyebrows of some in the audience. How are you using that word?
Well, I mean, like I said, because this is a Muslim problem, this is a Islamic problem, a Quran problem, yeah, then of course the wisest thing to do to get our message out is to go to areas like Dearborn that have a highly Muslim population. That's what I mean by target, because that is where the problem could possibly be. So we need to go to those areas to express our concern, like I said, our support for them as Americans.
Okay.
And their First Amendment right.
Yeah, we are completely out of time. They're going to cut off my microphone, Pastor Jones.
Right.
When you get back to Florida, we'll have this conversation again. Pastor Terry Jones, appreciate his time here on the program.
Join Paul weekdays at 4 on Faith Talk 1500 and faithtalk1500.com. The Paul Edwards Program.